Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to reach the sky level, fallen angel trying to reach that God level. Singing for the sinners while they jazzing with the devil. Bars set on my soul and heavy metal. These niggas got no time, no access, only bezel and bezel by the account and paying by the amount. Bars being borrowed and never giving no hands out. Even though I'm the best, nigga, hands down. But everything that shines now always gold, but they going fake it till they make it last in 10-4. What's up? Woo! Woo! Niggas saying my name just to get a reaction. My niggas balling the team, everybody play captain. Got a call from Savage, and the twins on your party and mansion. I got all my niggas with me, I'm grabbing my keys as I roll through the city. Ride with me, all my niggas ride with me. All my niggas ride with me, all my niggas ride with me. All my niggas ride with me. As we rolling through the city, all my niggas ride with me. All my niggas ride with me. All my niggas ride with me, all my niggas ride with me. All my niggas ride with me. As we rolling through the city, all my niggas ride with me.
We ride it, 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 we ride it.
Till I pass out. You a water boy, is that reason you mad, dog? I can live without the hate and bro, I'm better off. I got my mind on my money, never taking off. Keep grinding till I see my music taking off. I'm a star, so what comes up must come down. Will I hit the ground running if a nigga ever fell off? Now I'm back to the bullshit. And I'm taking all the shots like a full clip. You think you hot, you get cool quick. You got some skills, better prove it. No, my acting fanatic for superstar status. Sharing my tactics, cause niggas is moving ass backwards. No retraction, attracting my impact, son. Copy my style, well, you need to move back some. I want it all like a nigga never had none. Game gonna give me money like a ransom. I been smart, hun, get money and go dumb. Just for fun, while I take care of my loved ones. Won't stop till I'm making 50 million. Keep grinding till everybody gets some. There's two kings in this rap thing, everybody siblings. Shout out to my nigga, Bob Bassum. What? Niggas saying my name just to get a reaction. My niggas ballin' the team, everybody play captain. Get a call from Savage, in the twins and your party and mansion. I got all my niggas with me, I'm grabbing my team as I roll through the city, ride with me.
Woo. Yeah, ride with me.
Jamie Joshua Live here on Blog Talk Radio. The show today now nominated for an Ohio Hip Hop Award. Nominated by the people. That's all that fucking matters. Anyway, that was T. Wise. Have him about to call in. He's got to charge the cell phone a little bit. He just told me. So he'll be calling in here in a few minutes. I have his flyer right fucking here, dude. This is T. Wise. He's going to be performing at the Newport next Friday night, July 10th, and he's the headlining act. Like, if you walk by the Newport right now, you'll see his name on the sign. It starts at 10 p.m. It's an all-age event, so all of you people that, you know, can't ever go to shit, you can actually go to this. So it's down by campus, and admission is $14 at the door, so if you don't get a ticket before July 5th, then you'll be having to pay $14 at the door. But anyway, I have someone connected here. Let's see.
Yeah, me, motherfucker.
What's up? You're on JB Dash Live.
Yeah, man. What's up, buddy?
How the hell are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing fucking gravy, brother. I'm glad to have on you. Yeah, you have me on your show, man. What's up?
I was just reading all the information to the people. You want to tell them about this show coming up next Friday?
Yeah, definitely. All right, so the show is me and my partner, Barb Bassams. For those who don't know who he is, he's one of the guys who did the Ohio State song with me. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Type in Barb Bassams on YouTube, Ohio State. It's a great video. It's an even better song. You know, they got us on MTV, you know, got us played a couple times, got us played, you know, during one of the Ohio State games, you know what I'm saying? It's picking up. It's one of those songs that'll never go away just because, you know, everyone's in the Ohio State spirit, you know what I mean? And that's something that we try to bring in the song. Even though we're not really talking about football, we're kind of talking about the actual campus body, you know, the college kids and, you know, what we do in after hours, you know what I'm saying? Even though we weren't exactly of age to be doing the shit we were doing, you know, we still got a lot of love, man. It's a great place to be. Ohio's the best place to be, man. As you can see, even LeBron came back, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I saw the video, and it's really tugging at my heartstrings, you know, lots of hot girls and alcohol. So, I mean, you won me over after I saw that video.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, definitely. And the great thing about it is anyone who goes to our shows notices that, you know, not the same girls, but girls who look similar, you know, there's some hot chicks that be popping up at the show. That's just what, you know what I'm saying? The last show that we had, there's actually, if you know, believe it or not, there's actually more females that attended than guys, which was kind of a new thing for me, you know, because for obvious reasons, I really didn't expect that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's more, you know, we make good music, but I wouldn't consider it exactly female-friendly, you know, but it was cool, you know what I'm saying? It was a cool little experience, and I enjoyed it, you know, and I think anyone who goes to my show is definitely going to get their money's worth, and, you know, after the performance, we're definitely going to have a little after party. Anyone that's 21 and up, they can get in at the Big Bar, which is literally right next door. You know, and if you know, you're only 18 or 19, you can still get in for $5, you know what I'm saying? And $5 ain't going to hurt you, so, you know, and it's going to be
packed. After party, after the show, too.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, gives people something to do, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a cool little experience or whatever the case you want to call it. You know, like I said, you know, it's something to do, you know what I mean? Like, what else is there to do on a Friday night? You know, it's right after, you know, after the holidays, so everyone's already amped, and, you know, it's a good experience. I think for people who haven't been exposed to my music and haven't been exposed to any of my shows, they're definitely going to come back, you know. Not because, you know, the music is great, because music is, but, you know, just to be able to, like, meet a lot of good people. You know, we attract really good crowd. You know, there's no fights at my shows. There's, you know, the worst thing that honestly ever happened at my show, which is, like, underage drinking, honestly. Like, for real, that's the, like, worst thing to ever happen at my show. That's it.
Yeah, that happens everywhere. The underage drinking, you can't stop
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just motherfuckers is dumb enough to get caught. But, you know, like I said, I don't exactly, I'm not for it. But, you know, I was 18 or 19, you know, drinking or whatever. But it was never drinking and driving, and, you know, we always were responsible about it, so I definitely encourage that. If you're going to drink, make sure you have somebody that's going to take you where you need to go and make sure they don't touch the bottle or they don't drink anything. You know, just be responsible. Just be safe, you know. That's all. That's all we want to do, man. And, you know, we have, like, a real hipster vibe to us, you know. But it's nostalgic, though, Bub. It's one of those things that, like, you're going to listen to in 5 or 10 years and still remember where you're at. You know, remember what it was like when you first heard it. Just like any of your favorite songs. It doesn't necessarily have to be hip-hop, just any type of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, your parents would probably listen to something. They'd be like, damn, I remember when I was a teenager, I heard this, and I was here, I was doing this. You know, and that's what music is, man. Music is like a time capsule, you know what I mean? And that's what I want to bring. I want to bring, like, you know, good quality music that people are going to remember. Of course, I have the party songs and all that fun stuff, you know. You know, people could turn up, but I actually have, like, a lot of substance to my material. You know, it's stories behind it. It's things that actually have happened. And, you know, things of that nature. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna play a couple of them on the show tonight. But this is next Friday night, July 10th. Just what was it like to look up and see your name on that sign just at the Newport?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's funny about that. We I actually got a story about that, if you don't mind. All right, so me and my buddy Barbasson, we were outside of his house. We were just sitting outside on the porch, you know, like we've done with everything. We normally sit outside on the porch, smoke a cigarette, probably have a brew or two, and we discuss what we're going to do, you know. And I remember this one particular time he actually talked to me, and he was like, man, the last time I was actually at the Newport, Wiz Khalifa was performing, you know, and Wiz inspired him so much that he said that he would not go back to the Newport until his name was on the marquee, which, for those who don't know what the marquee is, it's the billboard outside the building. But anyway, so, yeah, you know, just talking to him about it, I've actually never been into the Newport, like, to see a performance. I've never been to a concert a day in my life. And, you know, I told him a joke, like, you know, the first concert I'll ever go to is my own, which actually might end up happening, you know. And so I talked to him about it, I think, July of last year, like right after we made Ohio State the actual song, you know. And I told him, I'm like, dude, I have a good feeling by this time next year we're actually going to be at the Newport. Now, I didn't know we were going to headline it or none of that. You know, I wouldn't even imagine something like that happening. But, you know, we played our cards right. You know, people have been supporting it because people are always going to support good music. And, you know, it got us this far, you know, and we appreciate everybody, for real. Like, we really do, you know. It's just, like, the feeling, it's kind of rewarding in a way, but it's kind of like a sign that anything's possible, because I literally talked about it a year ago, you know. And
yeah.
And it's crazy to actually see your name up there, and, you know, it's a crazy thing, you know. Like, with the whole Big Bar after party thing, I'll tell you a story about that right now. Just go ahead and get it out of the way, but the actual owner of the Big Bar, he, you know, there's this guy named Joe Toth. I'm giving you some shout-out, man. That's my guy. He's one of the promoters that actually set up the after-party thing. And he talked to the actual owner of Big Bar, and he told him about us. He's like, hey, you know, I got this guy, Barbasson, and this other dude named T.Y. They're really good. They got this song, it's out called Ohio State. People really like it. The video's great. And, you know, of course, being an owner, you're like, yeah, I really don't know about no after party. I don't know these guys. You know, I'm really not for the internet sensation, you know, which is understandable. Well, I say about a week and a half ago, you know, he's opening up the Big Bar, and he looks up, and he sees, you know, he looks at the Newport, and he sees my name up there. And so he gives Joe a call, and he's like, hey, what was that guy's name again? You know, what was the guy's name? Barbasson, and who else? He said, T.Y. He's like, oh, okay, well, are those the ones you want to do the after party for? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, we should do that, you know. It's crazy that it takes for him to actually see my name, but it's a good feeling, because it's like, okay, now not even the owner of a, you know, a pretty well-known, you know, club is actually taking it serious. And this man's never met me a day in his life, you know. So I think that's kind of cool, you know. I've been getting a lot of people excited about it, because for the people that have been to my performance, they always keep coming back, you know. You know, I always like to – I don't want to press the situation, but I always want people to, you know, come and show support if they can. You know, people are calling off work and getting people to switch their shifts and, you know, all that funky stuff. You know what I mean? Driving from Deer Creek, if you know where Deer Creek is, there's people driving Deer Creek, Akron, Cincinnati, people driving Dayton just to come to a – you know, just to see an unknown guy right now, you know, and it's a blessing. It makes me feel really good, because I feel like I'm going in the right direction as far as my music is going, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I can tell you're excited about it, but I'm like, are you feeling any pressure? Are you nervous? Like, do you get nervous? I know you just threw a show, but are you getting nervous
believe
before
it,
you go on?
Honestly, man, I got bad stage fright, believe it or not. I really do. I have really bad stage fright. I have anxiety really bad. You know, I shake a lot, all that funky stuff. But once, you know, it's like performing is like a natural high. It's like, you know, like for performers who like was in the light and then they somehow dim out of the limelight, you know, they go to drugs and other things to get that same high, man. There's no high like being on stage and people, like, you know what I'm saying, people accepting your energy, you know what I'm saying? It's an energy thing. It's something that you feel, you know. Like, music to me is like wind, you know what I'm saying? It's like the air that you breathe. You can't see it, but you could feel it, you know what I mean? And you can feel the effects of it, and I love that. I love the fact that, you know, that even though I am, like, you know, because I'm not really a social guy, but even though I am, I do have stage fright, I'm not really social like that, I can still talk to a group of 200 people and you know, them to respond back to me and to show me love, you know, because people don't like your shit, they're not going to fuck with it. It's just that simple. If they don't like you, they're not going to fuck with you. So, you know, and on top of that, you have to give people the show. So, you know, I don't let that limit me. As far as, like, getting people interested, I mean, it is kind of hard because you can't really label yourself as a local artist, but that's what you are. And, you know, and for anyone who's actually listening to local music, man, a lot of it is not exactly the best. So because of that, it's like a thing I'm overcoming right now. But, you know, even your favorite artist that you listen to now was local at one point. So, and I always try to bring that out, you know, to people. But I don't classify myself as local. I don't. You know what I mean? I try my best to like explain to them that, hey, like, this is really gonna happen. Like, you know, no one's ever blew up from Columbus, Ohio. People blew up Cincinnati, people blew up Dayton, people blew up Cleveland especially, you know, and it's like Columbus is like, it's like the heart of the fucking state, man. Like, you know what I mean? There's so yeah. many good things that's out here, and there's so much untapped talent, you know, and I feel that me and my dude Barbassum are gonna be the ones to kinda, you know, open the floodgates a little bit. Because once we make it and once we get to a certain platform, we can definitely help out everyone else in the city. And I'm all for that. Like, if anybody, it doesn't matter how big my name is, if I'm bigger than Drake or whatever, you know, Lord willing, knock on wood, right? You know, okay. I always tell anybody that if they ever want to do a collaboration and they're from the same city that I'm from, I will not charge them. I don't care how much I'm making a verse for other artists that are already established. If you're from Columbus, Ohio, and you ever want to do collaboration, and I actually like your shit, I'll do it for free. No charge to you. You know what I mean? I feel like, and that motivates a lot of people too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's something that I've come across a lot is, you know, all the kind of politics and all that kind of stuff that's
yeah.
going on. And,
yeah,
and
man.
Clearly, you know.
Yeah, politics.
But
how do you
really feel about the, you're kind of already, like, saying how you feel, but how do you feel about the current music scene in Columbus?
The current music scene in Columbus is a beautiful thing, but it's like a diamond in the rough, man. It's like you really don't know what you have till it's too late. Like, you know, we just need more support from the city. Like I said, I'm willing to work with anybody, you know, anybody as in anybody. If you have talent, if you're good at what you do, if I respect you and like you as a person, you know what I'm saying? I'll work with you, you know, it's just that simple, and I feel like there's a lot of untapped talent, but there's too many egos, you know, there's too many, you know what I'm saying, there's too much of motherfuckers feeling themselves, like, you know, they're from the east side of town, you know, and they're popping on their, and within their neighborhood or whatever, they feel like they don't have to leave their neighborhood, and that's why they stay there, you know what I'm saying, and I personally am not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of being segregated, you know, I'm not a fan of you know what I'm saying, like, me having to define myself as a West Side artist or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever you want to call it, you know, a Hilltop representer or a Galloway right. representer, Grove City, whatever, Hilliard, Dublin, Campus, a college rapper. Like, I don't like to define myself as that. I like to define myself as an artist that's from Columbus and you know, like, I mean, really, it just, I think it could be better, that's all. You know, once they start to see that there's hope and there's actually, you know, artists that actually willing to reach out and to show love and, you know what I mean? I think that'll kind of unite us. And I feel like me and my guy are the ones that are going to do it. We're going to be the ones to unite everybody and make motherfuckers wake up and realize, you know, there's too much money out here for us to be segregated. There's too much, you know what I mean? It's too much talent for us not to collaborate. It's too much, you know what I mean? Like, it is too much. Because if Atlanta can do it, if Chicago can do it, if, you know, motherfuckers from California can do it, you know, New York, all over. If anyone else could from their cities can do it, then we can definitely do it. There's nothing holding us back at all besides just ourselves, you know what I mean? And that's really it, man.
Yeah, people staying clicked up and only promoting themselves. And
yeah,
not really
yeah. Like, the way I like to explain it as everything's like high school, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember back in high school, the first day of school, you always, like, try to, like, only be in a circle of people that you know. So you see a homeboy that you know or whatever, you walk up to him, then y'all just walk around and only talk to people that you know. I hate that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Fuck all that. You know what I mean? We're in a social pool. Like, there's just so, there's so much shit to, like, there's so much untapped talent here, man. It's ridiculous. Like, I've met, in the past couple months alone, I've met so many talented artists that I've never even heard of, and I'm just like, you know. Imagine what it would be if we all were in the same room or we all were in the same area and we were able to actually collaborate. And, you know what I mean? I just want unity, man. We need unity in this city. There's too much segregation, and it's unnecessary. In my opinion, I think it's unnecessary. I think that, you know, we all need to become one, man, you know. And I definitely say that in my music, too. I definitely don't hide that factor that I definitely want everyone to come together. I feel that it's, you know, that it's necessary for the city, bro. I definitely do.
Definitely, and I got two songs loaded up right here. Which one should I play? I got Paige and I got Wisdom and Glory. Your choice. Didn't try the one to turn on.
I think I'll introduce Paige because I feel like out of all the songs, that was the one that people kind of, like, especially females in particular, that they really kind of, you know, lean more towards just because it was different. And another thing about it is, I got to explain this, and I can't stress this enough. I was not trying to sound like Drake. I swear to God, I was not. It just, you know, when you get inspired, man, it comes out a certain way. And if it sounds like a certain artist, then so be it. You know what I mean? That's how I felt inspired when I heard it. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people can relate to that in particular, you know, especially with, like, the song is about a guy, which is actually based on a real story. Like, it's the real thing. The name of the song is called Paige. It's named after a girl, Paige, you know, that I know. Her and one of my friends, they used to date, and they used to be together a lot, which I know a lot of people can relate to that. They know that one couple that's literally always together, you know. They're always smoking a lot. You know, they smoke together, they kick it, they drink together, they go everywhere together. They probably fucking work at the same place, you know what I mean? That type of shit. And it's just like, you know, it seems like they're happy, but behind closed doors, you know, they're just like any other relationship. They have their issues, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I try to break it down within one verse, you know, and I feel like I got my point across. And it's one of those songs that you can listen to a million times and always get something different. You know, and like I said, it wasn't exactly based on my personal relationship, but I feel it was based on a masses of something that everyone can relate to. You know, everyone chills with the same, you know, when you kick with the girl a little too much or you hang out with her too much, you don't really kick with your homeboys, you know, and it feel like when you're around someone so much, you love them so much, but you almost hate them, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much what the song was about. It's just like, I love you so much, but I really cannot stand you at times, you know. It's one of those, you know.
Lay down, lay your head down. That's me time. Chillin' vibe, put the drinks aside. Don't need to cry, we can talk about it, kill the whole night. Protect your heart, don't need to fight. No lights on, it's candlelight. Love your soul, and burn the flame and rekindle the same girl alone.
I think about you, that's too much. Make you smile, that's too much. I think we drank a little too much. I think we smoke a little too much. I think we fuck a little too much. I think we fight a little too much. Know that I miss you, that's too much. Know that I love you, that's too much. Think about you, that's too much. Make me smile, that's too much. I think we drank a little too much. I think we smoke a little too much. I think we fuck a little too much. I think we fight a little too much. Know that I miss you, that's too much. Know that I love you, that's too much. Yeah. The thought of you, that's too much. I'm a part of you, but that's not enough. Good times, you always lived it up. There's no I in team, but there's you and us. True love and lust is the ultimate rush. Addicted to your touch, keep me high with a buzz. The pain is taking over, think about covering my blood. Kissing, emotion, the fights and the passion. Leave and come back, make up sex after that. Forgetting the fact that we even got mad. Regretting our words, love always come first. We at it again and it only get worse. The pride and the anger, my gift and my curse. The numb and the pain and I know you still hurt. I just wanna put it all in reverse.
I think about you, that's too much. Make me smile, that's too much. I think we drank a little too much. I think we smoke a little too much. I think we fuck a little too much. I think we fight a little too much. Know that I miss you, that's too much. Know that I love you, that's too much. Think about you, that's too much. Make me smile, that's too much. much. I think we drank a little too much. I think we smoke a little too much. I think we fuck a little too much. I think we fight a little too much. I know that I miss you, that's too much. I know that I love you, that's too much. Yeah, yeah.
Did you say on there, I think we fucked a little too much?
Hey, man. I told you, you know the relationships, man. Well, you know. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been into a deep relationship like that before, but, you know, when every time you see them, you can't control yourself, you know what I'm saying? You leave the room for 10 minutes and, you know, they're both in the bathroom for about a half an hour, you know what I'm saying? And that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, it happens, man. I feel like it happens. It happens a lot more than people realize. It's, you know, when you're in love like that, you almost hate the person you're with because you love them so fucking much. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I can get this in real quick because we're running out of time, do you have a top five as far as the worst rappers you've ever fucking heard? Like, who are the ones that you've listened to?
Yeah. I really remember that this guy, like, he's an old rapper, man, from forever ago. Thank God he doesn't make music anymore. Remember Mr. Magoo? Remember Magoo from, he was with Timberland? Remember him?
Remember Timberland? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He was on that. Oh, my God, that guy was so fucking horrible. Like, I couldn't stand his voice. He was fucking horrible, man. Like,
I'm sure Magoo for the past 8 years has been calling Timberland like, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, I fucking can't stand Magoo. You know what I'm saying? He said some shit that, like, fucked me up. He was like, he said some corny shit, man, and just the way he said it made me fucking cringe. I was like, oh, God, I can't stand this motherfucker. Like, get him off the radio. Another guy that I cannot stand was Bobby Smurder. Like, Bobby Smurder I was not feeling his shit. I don't think he's the worst rapper ever, but that Hot Nigga shit was so, like, I thought that was the, like, weakest song. And people, for some odd reason, only liked it for two parts, and mainly because of the video. The video was terrible. Like, it was, you know, him fucking, I thought Chief Keef, like, when he started getting heavy in the auto-tune, he started to sound fucking terrible. You know what I mean? I can
Bobby
go on.
Smurder.
Bobby Smurder. I know. Yeah, I know people are going to really hate me for that, but I cannot stand Bobby Smurder's shit. I couldn't stand his music. And I tried to get into it, I just couldn't, you know. It's not for me. It's not for me, man.
So what about Young Thug? Young Thug
is, like, he has certain songs that I like, but for the most part, I couldn't listen to a whole project without wanting to vomit. Like, it's... You know what I'm saying? He does too much weird shit for me, man. You know what I'm saying? The weird sounds like he's taking anal half the time. You know, you know that shit. I can't get into it, man. I don't like it. It's not for me. You know, he has certain hooks, and like when he's on a hook, or, you know, like when he did the song with T.I., I really like that. But, or the song he did with for DJ Drama, I think it's called Right Back. I really like that song. Lifestyle, I hated that fucking song. I wish that song would fucking die. Even Bill Gates wanted to pay him money to stop fucking making music because that song was just fucking shitty. But, you know, that's just me, though, man.
So, we got about 90 seconds here. So, I'm on my trying to push for an Ohio Hip Hop Award. Like, who would you vote for an Ohio Hip Hop Award? Like, you know anything about this or...
City 270, man. My guy, City 270. I say if you're going to vote for anybody, vote for that guy. He's talented. He's definitely been doing it for a long time, and I feel it's well-deserved to him. I feel that he deserves it out of anybody. Not disrespect anyone because I like everyone that got nominated, but I feel like out of everyone, City deserves it the most. I feel he puts in the most work. He's the most talented out of all of them, and I think his music's just better than all of, you know, everyone that got nominated. Not saying that they're whack, not saying that I don't respect their art, but I feel like he always is trying to better himself, and I feel like everyone else that you know, so far what I've heard from everyone, they're kind of, their music's kind of stagnant. It's two dimensional for me. That's just my opinion. That's me. Oh yeah, vote for you too.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.